Patsy, you can update us on the proceedings today.
Well, I'll update you on proceedings today, but no Donegal interest in the National League in the final analysis, Chris. But the action today was pretty much around the Letterkenny, the marathon, the half marathon, a colour run in Ballybofey, and we will touch on the sad death of Cyril Boyle, one of the all-time great athletes in the Donegal scene over the history of the sport, actually. So first of all, let's go to Letterkenny, and maybe you've had an update on that already. If you have, let me know.
Yeah, well, we've had a bit of reaction. I spoke with the winner, Colm Gayle, and also Kieran McGonigal in the half marathon. But the half marathon in particular, big numbers, and it's a course that isn't the fastest course in the world, but great conditions for it, a big turnout, and everything went very well.
Yes, a good turnout on a good day, and exactly, and I think about 400 in the half marathon, a couple of hundred in the marathon. So they'll be happy with it. They'll probably be happy with that. Probably the future, I might say, it is really in the half marathon, really. And that's probably where the focus will continue to be driven and driven hard, because that's probably where the future of this particular event is. But 200 in the marathon as well. So and conditions good. And that's always a big plus. And that was a big plus today as well for the colour run. Kim's colour run in Ballybofey earlier today, to 1,200 turning out. So a really, 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 really strong. It wasn't about winning. It wasn't about who won it or anything else. It really was about just a community respond to a number of things to raise some money for Josh Sweeney, who had a serious, serious, serious accident in Dublin, unfortunately, a couple of months back, and isn't really too well. And a local young boy, and in addition, Kim Harley, who sadly passed away as well, just 2 years ago now, probably maybe a little bit more. And so that was all about today. And it was a lovely event. The day was good again. You need a good day for a colour run, and it was a big plus. So that was it. And really, in effect, before I even come to relate on Cyril Boyle, this is the end of the season in many, many respects. You know, it closes down right now, and of course there'll be 5Ks and banging out here, there and everywhere. But the season as such, as we always knew it, is over today, and that closes it down. And people now need to get into gear in their heads, get back to training, get back to their clubs, and indeed get ready for the cross-country season, which is the most immediate focus for athletics in the county. So that's pretty much where we are at this time of the year, and it's a traditional changeover period for the sport. So that's where we are on this particular Sunday evening, Chris.
And you mentioned there, of course, the sad passing of Cyril Boyle. For those who wouldn't be acquainted with his past, a real legend in Donegal Athletics.
Well, yes, indeed, a real legend in Donegal Athletics. And, you know, when the history of the sport is written in years to come, he will be in very exalted company, and he will always be up there. Because why? Because he was a national cross-country champion back in 1951. He won the junior and the senior in the 1 year, which was a massive achievement back then. And he ran with Strabane Athletic Club. Why Strabane Athletic Club? No organised athletic clubs in Donegal in the 50s, of course. So he was a first of his kind in that regard. And then he came back in 53 and 54, and he won national track titles, in addition as well. So, and then he obviously emigrated to Scotland, which was the history and the story of many a Donegal man. Spent many, many years running successfully in Scotland, and came back to live in his beloved in Labrina, out there in Glenswally, and with his wife Noreen, and indeed Pat, his daughter, and of course, sadly, Moira, who was also a great athlete, a former Dublin City marathon winner at 2:27, indeed, running 2:27, which was a pretty strong time, which even nowadays would qualify for every major championship in the circuit. Moira passed away some years ago. So we laid him to rest out in Glenswally during the week, and we remember him very, very fondly, obviously, as you say, is one of the great Donegal athletes of all time.